Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am your special host, I guess. We'll call me the special host. I am your special host, and that's Rob Zachary. And this is the Rob Zachary Show. A lot to get to today. Hopefully, we won't get bogged down with one or two topics. Just putting together some numbers here. Man, what's the word today out of Washington? What's the word today out of Washington? There was rumors yesterday that the true conservatives. This Eric Erickson, the Red State the website, something like that. I guess Eric Erickson was meeting with a bunch of freedom caucusers. So that's what the Tea Party group changed their name to. They don't want to be called the Tea Party anymore. They don't want to be referenced teabaggers, or they don't want to have any association with a name that can be confused with a sex act. Listen, I'm not. I know. There's many Tea Party teabagger listeners. And I'm not making fun of you. If you're part of the Eric Erickson crew, then I am making fun of you. But the Freedom Caucus Tea Party members, not all of them, but there are some that met today with Eric Erickson. He's leading the charge. That was the story yesterday. That was the big story yesterday, that they were having this meeting today. They're having this meeting to discuss. And it's looking more and more like a possibility. It is. And it's amazing that they are going to launch a third party run. Yes. The Eric Erickson Tea Party wing, they're calling themselves, what was it, Reagan Revolutions, so something like that. I heard it today, so something like that. This morning, before we went on the air, they were talking about their group, that they were referencing Ronald Reagan's name in their third party run. It's amazing. Amazing. They're invoking the name of Ronald Reagan. And I can't imagine Ronald Reagan would ever want to hand an election to a Democrat, because that's ultimately what they're doing. Listen, this is just so bizarre. It really is. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre because the beginning of this process, you all remember, the beginning of this process we talked about in this show. We replayed it, the Fox debate with the good old Bret Baier and Megyn Kelly, and how right from the get-go, the pledge not to run as a third party. The pledge, everyone had to sign. It was a big deal that Trump waffled on it. It was a big deal. Big deal. Everybody in the Republican Party, conservatives, moderates, the establishment, everybody was upset. Every talk radio show host, everybody was livid. And what did they say? A third party run by Donald Trump guarantees Hillary Clinton to win the presidency. Guarantees. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's blasphemy. Blasphemy for Donald Trump or anybody to even breathe the words a third party. Remember that? Remember Rance Priebus went to Trump Towers and he signed the pledge. They did a press conference. Trump held the pledge up. Look, I signed it. Everybody relax. And okay, good. Now you're one of us. And here we are, what? 7 months later? 7 months later. And a portion of the Republican Party is now doing exactly what they condemned Trump for teasing. They're doing exactly what Trump was teasing he would do. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. I don't know. I told you yesterday, if those of you who didn't listen, you can replay the audio, but I said, what a, not bad time, but what a peculiar time for me to cross over to the Republican Party. What a peculiar time. Because I said yesterday, I don't know what is going to be left. What is going to be left? What is going to be left? And they're being serious. This Eric Erickson, and I hear it's that Ben Sasso, Ben Sasse. I hear it's also him. The rumor is he, as crazy as it sounds, he would be their guy. He would be their third party nominee. I know. Who is he? No one knows. Nobody knows. No one knows. But he's going to run as a third party. He's going to grab not a lot. I'll tell you, he won't grab a lot, but he will grab enough votes to give the election to Hillary Clinton. And, you know, maybe it would be fitting. Maybe it would be fitting for Hillary Clinton to win the presidency the same way her husband did. You know, remember, guys, Bill Clinton won his first term with less than 45% of the vote. Remember that. Bill Clinton had 43%. George H.W. Bush had 37.4%. And Ross Perot had 18.9%. I mean, Ross Perot handed the election to Bill Clinton. Now, of course, you listen to liberals, they hate to hear that. They push back on that. I watched once Rachel Maddow do a 30-minute segment on how this is false, that Ross Perot actually took votes away from Bill Clinton. Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. Bill Clinton won with 43%. 43%. 43%. And his re-election, he won with 49%. So maybe it's fitting. Maybe it's fitting that Hillary Clinton becomes the president of the United States, along the same lines as Bill Clinton did. And they get into the White House with under 45%. Maybe it's fitting. Maybe that's what the Republicans deserve. And me being one of them. New to the game. New to the game. It's like being a 49ers fan after the Montana Young years. And you're like, yeah, I'm a 49ers fan. They're awesome. And you're like, well, what happened? What just happened? Well, you're a few years late, young man. Oh, damn. So that's where we are. That's the big news. Eric Erickson. Eric, imagine that. Imagine that. Eric Erickson. I mean, what does that say about Ted Cruz? What does that say about Ted Cruz? What does that say about Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz is the quintessential conservative. He is the Reagan conservative. It defies logic. You got Ted Cruz. He is the quintessential conservative. He is the Reagan incarnate. Okay. You have Mark Levin, who arguably is, what, the number three? Right? Would you say he's the number three talk radio conservative? The number three, you got Rush, number one. You got me, number two. I'm joking. You got Hannity, number two. You got Levin there, number three. And he is backing Cruz. Remember, his stepson works for Cruz. Not just the campaign, but actually works in the Washington office. Rather, Teddy runs for president, doesn't matter. Levin's stepson is there. He's with the team in the building years. He's in the team with the maybe the Super Bowl year. He's there. So you got Levin. He's backing Cruz. And now you have a blogger. Basically, you have somebody doing what I'm doing. They've just been doing it longer. You have somebody with a blog site. You have somebody with a podcast. And they are calling the shot. Do you guys realize? Do you guys realize that a podcast blogger, how's this for wackiness? A podcast blogger is on the verge of handing the keys to the White House to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton again. Imagine that. Imagine that. A podcast blogger is about to hand the keys to the White House to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton again. I mean, if they were really serious, if they were really serious about having a conservative and a conservative that can win, a conservative that can rally the other conservatives that are in this country, that will come out in droves for a pure Reagan-esque conservative, they would sit down with Ted Cruz and say, Ted, in order for you, I mean, let me think about this. If they were serious, if Eric Erickson and the Reagan conservatives were legitimately serious, they were legitimately serious, even the establishment, if they were legitimately serious. But let's put them to the side, because really the establishment Republicans aren't serious about the presidency. They're not serious about the conservative movement. They're serious about money. That's all they care about. I told you from the beginning, if Trump would have played ball, if Trump would have hired Rove and threw Katie Packer money, if he would have worked with the forces that are now fighting against him, we would not be where we are today, because they would all be happy. When Frank Luntz visited Trump and said, I want to do this for you, I want to do that for you, and Trump went, okay, well, what kind of money are we talking? And he went, this, $1 million. If Club for Growth, when they said, we want $1 million, if Trump would have just said, here's $1 million for you, here's $1 million for you, here's $500,000 for you, all these people would be on board, and there would not be this pushback from the establishment. They're upset because money. So put them to the side. Put them right over there to the side. If the Eric Erickson and the conservative Reaganites, if they were serious, they would get Ted Cruz and they would say, okay, you've got to win close to 75% of the remaining delegates on tap. You got to win 75, almost 80. The new delegate total today has Trump at 678 and Teddy Cruz at 418. So you got to win close to 80% of the remaining delegates. Trump has to win about 50%. And the map doesn't get easier, Ted. It gets harder. It gets harder. I mean, hell, next week, the two states you possibly could win are not even winner take all. Trump is way ahead in Arizona, which is a winner take all. So just by Trump winning Arizona, it blunts any win you will have whatsoever. And as we go to New Jersey and we go to New York and we go to Pennsylvania, there is no way you're going to win those states. So again, if everything stays the way it is, and let's say Trump doesn't win 55% of the delegates. Say he only wins 40%. Say he only wins 45%. He will be, let's say, 10% short of the 1237 number. But if he's only hitting 45 to say 48%, you're not hitting that. You're hitting less. And if you got to hit 80 to get the 1237, you're going to go into that convention way off. So, now remember, this is Eric Erickson and the conservative Reaganites, the true Reagan disciples talking to Ted Cruz. This is the meeting. This is what should be going on if they were serious. So, Ted, you're now going to go into a convention, and if Kasich stays in, he has his 145 delegates as of now. Maybe he picks up 50. Maybe he picks up 60. Maybe he goes in with 200 delegates. You guys are going to go to a convention. Trump's probably going to be 100 away. He's already got 7.5 million people that have voted for him. You have 5.4 people that have voted for you. So you're 2 million behind in the votes. So again, if you guys keep at this pace, then you get to the convention, Trump is going to be 2 to 3, maybe 4 million votes ahead of you. Because, again, when you get to New York and you get to Philadelphia or Pennsylvania and you get to Jersey, your vote totals are going to be less than your vote totals in, say, Missouri or Georgia. The states where you were close to Trump, where it was a 37 to 30, you're not going to lose with those margins. You're going to lose more in the margins of Florida, where it's a 47 to 18, where you're getting doubled up. So you're going to go into a convention. You're going to be millions of votes short of Trump. So there's no way you're going to get that nomination over Trump if it comes down to, all right, we have to do it this way or we're going to have issues with the voters. So we have to just make it fair and say, okay, you didn't get 1237, you didn't get 1237, you didn't get 1237, but you have 10 million people that voted for you. You have 6 million people that voted for you. You have 2 million people that voted for you. we got to give it to you. You're the closest. It'll make everybody happy, yada, yada, yada. If they go that route, you lose. If they go the route of contested, meaning, okay, nobody gets it on the first ballot, it's a toss-up. The establishment is never going to give it to you. If they are going to basically say, hey, the rules are the rules are the rules. If they're going to go the nuclear option and say the rules are the rules, Trump, you didn't get it. Ted, you didn't get it. Kasich, you didn't get it. It is now in the hands of the rule book. If they're going to go that route, there's no way in hell you're going to get it. So either way, Ted, you're screwed. Either way, you're screwed. You are screwed. You're never going to get 80% of the delegate total from this point forward. It ain't going to happen. Unless Trump drops out along with Kasich, you are never going to get the 80% total. And matter of fact, Trump could actually hit the 1237. If you get to a contested convention, the establishment is never going to give you the nomination. So you're screwed all around. So with that being said, since you are Ronald Reagan incarnate, okay? You become our nominee. You run as a third party. You carry the mantle of true conservatism. It will make big headlines. Anybody that professes themselves to be a conservative will vote for you. You will have the support of Mark Levin. There's a good chance you'll get the support of a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh because they like you. And we can start a real movement. And maybe we won't win. Maybe we won't win. But there is a real possibility that we could, because all the conservatives would vote for Ted Cruz and this new Reagan-esque third party. All the conservatives. You got to imagine, there are conservatives, and I've heard them on talk shows, I've heard them on talk radio, I've read blogs, that have said, I'm a Cruz man, but if Trump gets the nomination, I will vote for him. There are conservatives, and there's a lot of conservatives. There's a lot of people that are not prescribing to, oh, well, if it's Trump, I'll vote for Hillary Clinton. So every conservative will vote for Cruz. Every conservative will vote for Cruz. So now all of those votes will be gone. All of those votes will be gone. And when you listen to the Hugh Hewitts and the Larry Elders and a few other radio guys. They profess that a lot of Trump support comes from independents and Democrats who are fed up with their own party. So now if that's the case, Trump is going to suck away voters who would normally vote for Hillary Clinton. And if you have establishment Republicans, if you have establishment Republicans that are playing the never Trump game, and they're saying, I'll vote for Hillary Clinton, I'll do a write-in. If that's the case, those establishment Republicans can vote for Ted Cruz and the new third party. They could cast their vote for Ted Cruz. So now you would have the Never Trump movement voting for Ted Cruz and the third party. You would have true conservatives voting for Ted Cruz and the new Reagan-esque party, which would leave Donald Trump with the independent and disenfranchised, disillusioned Democrats. Don't want Hillary, don't want Obama voting for him. So in turn, it would be like flipping the Republican Party and a new third party and just changing places. So the Republican Party, in an essence, would now become a third party, and the new Reagan-esque Ted Cruz, Eric Erickson conservative party would be like the Republican Party, because they would have all the votes. And the Trump Republican Party wouldn't have any conservative votes. They wouldn't have any establishment Republican votes. They would only have independent and Democrats, which would be coming from Hillary. And then in essence, you would have an election like Bill Clinton, but in reverse. Now you could actually have the Bill Clinton role becoming the Ted Cruz role, the George H.W. Bush role being the Hillary Clinton role, and the Ross Perot role being Donald Trump. And in essence, you would end the Republican Party. They would become outdated independent that would run every 4 or 8 years with some wacky, kooky candidate like Greenpeace or the Reformers or whatever the hell. and the new Reagan-esque party of conservatives would become the new norm. And what better name? What better? Listen, conservatives like Ted Cruz and throw Marco Rubio's name in there, even though he's not a real conservative, but he likes to pretend. They are constantly invoking Ronald Reagan's name. Ronald Reagan, the true Ronald Reagan, the Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan. They want the dollar bill change to be Reagan. They want Reagan's face on Mount Rush. I mean, they are in love with Reagan. So what better than having a party named after Reagan? The Reaganites. And it's launched with Ted Cruz. There you go. There's the scenario for you. You probably won't hear that on a Rush Limbaugh. You probably won't hear that on a Mark Levin. But if Eric Erickson and his band of conservative misfits go ahead and launch a third-party bid with Ben Sessa or some other fringy senator, they are going to hand the White House to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. The cigars will be in Bill's left and right hand. He's forget one intern to be his human ashtray. He'll have a slew of human ashtrays. It'll be never ending. Never ending. And that's the only way a third party conservative run would be successful. That's the only way. You need Ted Cruz. Because Ted Cruz is never going to get the nomination by the numbers or by a brokered convention. Or I should say a contested convention, because that's what everybody wants it to be called. There's no such thing as a brokered convention. No, there's no such thing as sitting in a back room. There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as sitting in a... No, it's contested. They're not going to give Ted Cruz the nomination in a contested convention. Ted Cruz is not going to win the 1,237 delegates. He has no shot. And Eric Erickson, this dummy, has no shot of being successful. And I can't imagine that the purity of the party, like Eric Erickson and some of these Tea Partiers are like priests. Seriously, like they're priests or nuns, the purity of the party must be kept intact. The purity. I can't imagine that they honestly, deep down inside, feel that the purity of the party is that important that painting it where it's a little unpure, and that would be backing Trump, is worth Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton back in the White House. It's come on, man. Come on. This is ridiculous. Really is ridiculous. So if they're serious, they need to hit up Ted Cruz, talk with Ted Cruz, and get him as the new Reagan third party candidate. It's just my opinion. Who am I? Well, I'm a smaller blogger, podcaster, no different than Eric Erickson. And I can't imagine my listeners would want me, would want the presidency, would want Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton back in the White House, cigars and all, because of something I did. Exactly. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk about the Supreme Court. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more than I did yesterday, because my point and my theory is coming to fruition. So I want to at least expand on that a little. It's Rob Zicari Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And enjoy our good friend, Hillary Clinton. And if Eric Erickson goes through with what he is talking about today with Ben Sasse, or what other J.O. is trolling around the halls of Congress, this is what you will be listening to for 4 years? Yeah, maybe 8.